Radio EcoShock.
We just have time for a few-minute teaser for Deep Revolution. From Colorado, where they started the first transition town in America and led local food, here are Michael Brownlee and Lynette Marie Hanthorne. This is from a live online session called How to Live a Life of Destiny in a World Running Out of Time. It was recorded June 13th, 2019.
We've invited you here because we're very aware that the recent disturbing news about humanity's existential predicament is reaching more people than ever before.
Yes. Many are waking up to the realities of mass extinction, the devastation of our biosphere, and the possible imminent collapse of human civilization, even the potential for near-term extinction of the human species.
Increasingly, we're hearing that it's just too late to stop these disasters, that we've failed to respond in time to avoid worst-case scenarios, that now all we can do is learn to adapt to a profoundly uncertain and deteriorating future.
Our understanding of reality is being turned upside down, and it all seems to be happening very quickly.
Yeah. For many, this is deeply confusing, disturbing, even life-disrupting.
In this presentation, we will assume that you have been paying attention, that you are already aware of at least some of the dimensions of this predicament, and that you're not only deeply concerned, but also suspect that there has to be more to the story. Well, we're here to confirm that there is.
You may even feel that you're being mysteriously called to rise to the greatest occasion in human history, that perhaps you bear within you some great responsibility, a kind of deeper calling that compels you to not look away or turn away from what's unfolding in our world today.
Right. We've invited you here because you may be among those who are destined to be the pioneers of the deep revolution, an evolutionary course correction that is just beginning to take hold on our planet, just at the moment we are realizing that everything is at stake, that everything we all hold dear could be lost, everything and everybody we love.
So we've invited you here to consider the possibility of taking your place on the front lines of the deep revolution, for you are greatly needed now.
Before we go any further, we should say something about who we are and why we are doing this.
Together, we've been studying and learning how to respond to our collective predicament for many years now, mostly working with individuals who sense that they have a mission to fulfill or some kind of inner calling in the world, but often find themselves blocked, overwhelmed, or burned out.
In 2005, we expanded our work beyond the individual level to begin developing pathways for communities to become resilient and self-reliant in the face of the profound global changes that were coming, including global warming, fossil fuel depletion, and an impending global food crisis.
We were among the early pioneers of the relocalization movement, inspired by Post Carbon Institute, discovering how communities could learn to meet their most essential needs locally again.
In 2008, we affiliated with the International Transition Towns Movement, which had begun 2 years earlier in the UK and was quickly spreading throughout Europe and other parts of the world. And we helped bring that growing movement to this country.
In fact, as Transition Colorado, we were the first officially recognized transition initiative in North America, and we began training potential transition leaders all over the country.
Michael served on the first board of directors of Transition US, along with Post Carbon Institute's Richard Heinberg.
This was all about making the transition from a fossil fuel dependent society to communities becoming islands of sanity and creative resilience.
with the transition movement, relocalization was going global.
In Boulder County, our home, we quickly shifted our efforts to focus on localizing the food supply, taking it back from the global industrial food system, which we quickly learned is responsible for producing more than half of all greenhouse gas emissions and is the largest and most destructive industry on the planet.
We also learned that of all deaths each year in North America, Europe, and Australia, more than half of those deaths are from food-related illnesses. In other words, the global industrial food system is killing us and is rapidly diminishing the planet's ability to support life.
And this still somehow escapes the notice of almost everyone, along with the dawning reality that an unholy alliance of big ag, big food, big pharma, big banking, and big government has not only stolen our food supply, but has also stolen our freedom and sovereignty.
With these realizations and knowing that global warming was rapidly diminishing global food production capacity, maybe 50% by mid-century, we came to see that the popular local food movement had to rise far above being merely a lifestyle movement, that it had to quickly rise to a radically new level of impact, effectiveness, and scale.
In 2016, I published a rather ambitious book about this called The Local Food Revolution, How Humanity Will Feed Itself in Uncertain Times.
Shortly thereafter, we launched the online Local Food Academy to begin to train people to lead the local food revolution by developing resilient and self-reliant regional food systems.
And this work is all continuing, and in fact, we're expanding it. For instance, on Earth Day of this year, Morgan James Publishing in New York released my new book, Taking Back Our Food Supply, How to Lead the Local Food Revolution to Reclaim a Healthy Future, which will soon self-publish as Reclaiming the Future, How to Lead the Local Food Revolution in a World Running Out of Time.
But we could see that the local food movement was failing.
What a way to end. Two founders of the local food movement say it failed. But Michael Brownlee and Lynette Marie Hanthorne of Local Food Catalysts are training new leaders who they call the Emergency Response Team. Brownlee is the author of The Local Food Revolution, How Humanity Will Feed Itself in Uncertain Times, and Reclaiming the Future, How to Lead the Local Food Revolution in Your Community. We're out of time. I'm Alex. Thank you for listening and caring about our world.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.